Attorney Eric Snyder is arguing that the language of the ballot amendment is too rosy. He objects to wording that says the addition of 7 new gambling casinos will create jobs, lower taxes, and help pay for schools. He maintains the language should be neutral instead, and that the commissioners of the Board of Elections have no right to allow wording that advocates for the amendment's passage.
That's not their role. Their role is to make sure to enforce election laws and not to create advocating language.
But the lawyer for the New York State Board of Elections told Supreme Court Judge Richard Plotkin that the motion to throw out the casino ballot amendment language comes too late and therefore should not be argued at all. Attorney Paul Collins says there's a 14-day statute of limitations in these cases. The board voted on the language change July 29th and sent it to local boards of elections in early August. Yet Collins says Snyder waited until late September to file a motion.
The petitioner doesn't like the language, and the legislature provided a specific remedy for such a direct attack in the statute. It also provided a time frame within which that attack must be made. Clearly, the time frame has not been observed, and this proceeding is untimely.
Snyder counters that if the Board of Elections is accusing him of delays, then they should look in the mirror. He says he couldn't have followed the 14-day limit. He says no one attending the July 29th Board of Elections meeting or watching it on a webcast would know that the wording had been so blatantly altered because commissioners did not read aloud the changes. The Board of Elections did not post the new language for the amendment on its website until August 23rd, over 3 weeks later.
It's bitterly ironic that I would then be accused of unreasonably delaying the proceeding when they took 25 days to hit that button.
Board of Elections spokesman Tom Connolly says the only reason it took more than 3 weeks to post the new ballot language on the website was because an IT person was out sick during that time.
The delay was not an intentional one. It was more just a logistical one. We were preparing the information for hopefully what was make it a little bit more accessible for the voters. As I said, there was a logistical issue with regard to staff resources at the Board of Elections with our IT department. But I can assure you that it was really more all just coincidental with her being out and there was no intention.
Board Attorney Collins told the judge that the elections commissioners have nothing to hide. Snyder did not have a good answer for why he waited for over a month after the amendment wording finally appeared on the Board of Elections website to file his lawsuit. He apologized to the judge for any mistakes he might have made. The Board of Elections commissioners have said they changed the original language, which was sent to them by the state attorney general and was more neutral, after discussions with staff from the governor's office and the legislature. Governor Cuomo and many state legislators say they want the amendment to pass. Judge Plotkin asked both attorneys repeatedly whether it's too late now to make changes to the amendment. Voting day is November 5th, and military ballots and some absentee ballots have already gone out. Connolly, with the Board of Elections, says it would be difficult to make the changes now.
It's very important, personally, for me to make sure that the ballots are getting out to the military voters. Those did go out on time, and they continue to go out just as the absentee ballots continue to go out.
Judge Plotkin says he'll rule on whether the case has merit to go forward as soon as he possibly can. Snyder was asked if he was optimistic about the outcome. His answer?
I'm hoping for the best and preparing for the worst.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.